Good morning. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Now that we've checked the morning markets, let's get a review of Wednesday's activity, where everything turned higher. Surprisingly, it even surprised Christy Van Aan of Van Aan and Company that wheat was higher.
Yeah, can you believe that wheat is actually able to rally? Like, I kind of just thought maybe it was broken and couldn't do it anymore. No. After making some new contract lows earlier in this week, we are seeing wheat come back, led by Kansas City wheat. I think that is off some concerns about winter wheat conditions coming in, limited snowfall cover. And so I think that maybe you're building off that. Regardless, it is nice to see this, because wheat has just been this slow bleed lower that has kind of been like trying to catch a falling knife. I mean, it's really been disappointing to see how this market cannot sustain itself. So I'm hoping, after making new contract lows and finding some momentum behind Casey wheat, we're able to do something with it. It seemed to kind of give a push to deferred contracts of corn as well. So we'll see if we're able to do this. Tomorrow is first notice for December corn contract, wheat contracts, those futures. And anytime you have a big carry in the market, the carry right now for these markets is huge. Anytime you see that, there is that concern that once the December is a dead contract, the job of the next contract is to bleed lower to the next one, meaning that March corn at 475 could bleed lower to 450, or for Minneapolis wheat, March Minneapolis wheat is 725. It could bleed down to 696, where December corn is. And I'm hoping that's really not the case. I'm hoping that seasonal tendencies to give this market a little bit of a bounce, especially for corn, are enough to keep us from that. But that's a real concern, that if we peg together 20 to 40 cents of a run for corn and maybe looking at 30 to 50 for wheat, we do something to protect those levels over that concern of carry decay. It has been a very long road, really, I think the market has been so limited, and you're wrapping up harvest, and just seems like there were no big stories. It kind of corn and wheat just couldn't hack it and continued to just kind of trail off without too much noise while they did it. Yeah, cattle markets have taken a beating. So managed money has been very aggressive in liquidation for these markets. And when you look at it, it's been scary to see just how fast things can fall, especially for the feeder cattle market. We have tried to come back the last few days. Both Friday and Monday were very ugly days and took, you know, almost 14 bucks out of the market in 2 days' time. And so now you're coming back and saying, we tried to gain some of that back yesterday, started off with some momentum today, still closed positive, but lost our steam. And we need to see this market kind of rebound itself. Cash trade seems to not slide quite as much as the futures board. So if we could just get that liquidation to stop happening from managed money, I think these markets could make something of themselves. There is constant economic fears talk about what we can see with recession. Are we going to continue to see the Federal Reserve fight inflation? I think for the most part, the market feels comfortable that maybe we could be in a pause for a little bit, but it's what's to come moving forward with the economic concerns that I think have brought managed money to be aggressive shorts into this market.
And oddly enough, Christy, Mexico says they don't want our GMO corn, and they're the number one corn buyer.
Mexico is one of our top corn buyers, which makes that story a little bit on the scary side. And you have both these sides going back and forth and just saying, Mexico saying they have a right to it, that maybe they won't do it, but they want to do further testing just to make sure GMOs aren't harmful to individuals. And then you're coming, the U.S. coming back and saying, hey, our new trade agreement, you can't do that. You can't, you know, come in here. That's illegal. And so this kind of back and forth action, I just feel like nothing's ever really going to get done. It's just two sides flexing muscles. And in the meantime, the corn needs to be bought, so they're buying the corn. And that's kind of what we ran into when we were in a trade war with China, is that you had both sides kind of flexing their muscles. But when everything shook out, China needed the beans. They could only get so many beans from South America. They desperately needed the beans, and they were able to come in here, get cheap beans. U.S. had this agreement that they bought a bunch of purchases, and both sides won. And I feel like maybe we'll end up seeing something like that for Mexico as well.
Christy Van Aan of Van Aan and Company, Alexandria, Minnesota. We get to visit with her and her company regularly on Wednesday. All right, that's the market. So let's take a look at the weather, which is going to be obviously a little cooler today. But days like yesterday are still in the forecast. Let's take a weather break on Inside Agriculture.